News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Too long to the leaving cert, and today in the Irish Times they have a big supplement, CAO change of mind. But in fact, the deadline is not that close, although the exam is. I'm joined by Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor, Irish Times education columnist. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the exam is looming, and all of us, no matter what age we are, can cast our minds back to those days in May when time was running out.
Yeah, exactly, and we're panicking. And for this particular group of leaving cert, this is the first formal exam they've ever done.
Unlike you and me. We had an inter-cert.
We had a primary school cert and an inter-cert. They've had nothing.
They've had no state exam
of any nature. So for a lot of these young people facing into the leaving cert, they had their mocks, which was that mocks are what they are, mocks, a couple of months ago. But in 2021, when they were doing the junior cert, there was no junior cert because of COVID. So obviously, it's a very stressful time for these young people.
This is all the more terrifying.
It is,
that they've never done this. Now, they, as you say, the mocks are the mocks, but the mocks are in a familiar situation.
Exactly. And they realise at the end of the day, they don't actually mean anything. And for a lot of these young people, they think this, the rest of their life is dependent on how they do in this exam. And it is to an extent, and in another extent, it's not. I mean, effectively, they've got 3 weeks. What? They've 3 weeks run into it now. They've 3 weeks the exam. And then they've 1 week afterwards to make their final mind up about college courses, choices, etc.
Now, already people who filled in the CAO form earlier will have had a change of mind without necessarily registering it. I don't really like this. I've talked to a few people. I wanted to do the same as my pals, Pat, but now I don't.
About 50,000 students who do the Leaving Cert every year apply to the CAO. About 50 of the 60, about 80%. And of those, about 47,000-48,000 exercise a change of mind in the month of May and June. So everybody who sends in a form back in
and it can be to do with the affordability of your college choices, whether or not you can get accommodation, whether your parents can afford it. There's loads of stuff.
So effectively, I would say to students, if you have any anxieties or stresses about what you're going to do, park it until the exams are over. Most people will be finished around the 20th of June. And if you have nothing to study and no exams to be worrying about, sitting down and actually figuring out the list of those courses over 10 days, that's an eternity.
But also, you can look back at the exam and say, well, that maths paper too, I thought I was going to do badly in it, but I did well.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That might change
course,
my
students
direction.
Students can actually look at, they can look at the whole experience over the last 2 years and they can sit back and relax. And that first day after the last paper, you're probably going to feel like the roadrunner going over the side of the cliff. But gradually over a day or two, you'll realise school is over. That 14 years of your life is over. And come September, you have to find something that will get you out of bed on a dirty February morning that you enjoy, that you're passionate about. And you can look at all the open days you've gone to, all the literature you've looked at, all the courses you've read up on Qualifacts about, or you've looked at Careers Portal at what the opportunities in particular industries are relating to those courses. And you can reflect on that, sit down and make your final course choice.
Now, how up to speed are your fellow professionals? I mean, guidance counsellors who became that many years ago.
Yes.
There are so many different kinds of jobs that maybe guidance counsellors know little about.
Well, that's why the Careers Portal website is actually a fantastic resource, because what is industry presenting itself to students in terms of people who have done particular degrees, have gone on. You can look at video clips in relation to specific careers across every sector of the economy. So I would say to my colleagues as guidance counsellors and to students and to parents, if you want to know what's going on in the economy and where the opportunities are now, go and have a look at the Careers Portal website and obviously do an interest inventory, because the interest inventory which they have on the Careers Portal website will actually link you to direct careers and it'll give you all the information about those careers. So do your research.
Yeah. Now, when you're trying to decide what courses you want to do, there are many elements, as I was saying, and you have to talk to your parents about affordability.
Oh, absolutely.
The convenience of maybe going to a local college. There used to be an old adage that the best school, all things being equal, was the one nearest to you.
Well, effectively,
because you could walk to school, cycle to school, but that's not the way people tend to make their choices.
Well, now we have, with the emergence of the 5 new technological universities, you now have university education literally within commuting distance for virtually everybody in the country. And we have opportunities, obviously, for students who can apply directly to those colleges to go into a university through the CO process. And since last summer, when Minister Harris launched the new tertiary degree programmes, Taoiseach Harris as of now, where effectively you can apply to the National Tertiary Office, nto.ie, and you can look at doing degree programmes where you start year one and year two in your local PLC further education college, and then you transition to your local technological or university where you complete the degree. And effectively, you're not coming in through the CO, you're coming into a direct application where they're not looking at points. So effectively, if you want to progress now, Pat, you can start in your local PLC college with a degree programme. You can start in your local PLC college and then apply to the CO the following year. If you do, say, for instance, a business, pre-business PLC, pre-law, pre-science or whatever it
is. But you still do the full course then?
You do.
What I'm saying, though, is if you spend a year in one of these colleges,
Yes. Do
you start at zero then when you go to university?
No.
Do you carry that year done with you?
You do. So effectively, what you have is a programme that's designed to be delivered partially in the local PLC, partially in the university, and it's a single course. And you're a registered university student from the first day you start in the PLC.
Are they all linked locally? I mean, could you, for example, in Donegal, do a couple of years doing something nursing, for example?
Correct.
And then move to Dublin to finish it?
No. What happens is you start in Donegal in your local further education college, and then you go to the local technological university and you finish out your nursing degree. And the programme is designed to deliver over what is, I think, a 5-year programme for that nursing programme. And it is offered through Donegal, Sligo and Mayo in 3 different locations, all linking into the 1-degree programme.
OK, so if you thought before you had to go to the Big Smoke and spend an awful lot of money on accommodation
exactly.
and travel, you don't have to do that anymore. Now, a lot of people want to get away from home.
That's true.
Part of the crack of going to university.
Exactly.
But there is a different way.
There is a different way. And obviously, you can do that through the National Tertiary Office. And if you're looking at the CAO, we now have university status in the southeast, in the south, in the Atlantic Technological Universities and in the Shannon. So effectively, we have universities covering the entire spectrum of the country.
Now, talk to me about competition from other quarters, other EU countries sending their students here, or even those from outside the EU. And of course, we've got to think of the UK as well. How much competition for places is there from those quarters?
Well, here's an interesting thing, Pat. Because of the fact that our Leaving Cert results and CO offers have been late because of the enhanced grades for the last 4 years. Even though we've had a huge increase since Brexit kicked in the UK, we've had a huge increase in the number of applicants from other EU countries applying to the CO. It's gone from about 2,000 to about 9,000 students, right? And those applicants have increased, you know, off the Richter scale, because effectively they maybe used to go to universities that were English speaking in the UK. Now they're international students in the UK. They're paying 30 and 40,000 sterling. They're not going there. So they're applying to here. But the numbers who've actually taken up the places have been about 2,000. That may be because of late offers from here, because we've enhanced the grades. It may be because we have actually enhanced the grades for the last 4 years and they're in the same competition. So effectively, Irish students may have had that little bit extra higher results. We also have, obviously, the international students. That's where universities are earning their money. And if you look right across the world, Pat, all of the economies are using the international students as a way of funding third level.
These are the so-called out-of-state fees they earn.
Yeah, et cetera. So, I mean, I had a piece in the Times a couple of weeks ago and I was looking at veterinary in UCD. Veterinary in UCD have, say, for instance, 80-something places. But there are 80 places for Irish and other EU applicants. They have about 50 places for international. Most of them are American and they're paying maybe 30,000, 40,000 euros a year. But the faculty will argue, well, that's how we fund the course. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the balance.
So in other words, the Americans are subsidising the Irish and the other EU applicants.
Correct. And in medicine and right across other high point faculties. I remember having a conversation with the Protestant Trinity some years ago in which he was talking about their new business degree, which was, you know, 580 points. Or it was quite high at the time. And the argument was, well, most of the students are Americans. And it's really popular with the American market. So you could see...
What would an American pay in an Ivy League school for a similar course?
Well, there you go, you see. That's what it's been competed against. You know, that, that's the market.
So it makes it affordable for Americans to come here
exactly
and pay for their accommodation and flights and all the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Still a lot cheaper than an Ivy League college.
And that's, there's an international market in that. But we have to be very careful here in Ireland that we don't actually freeze out our own students. So effectively, you know, it's probably the easier thing for, from a government perspective, let the universities fund themselves through the international market and we don't have to worry about funding it.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is you're actually cutting out Irish students and other EU students who could have actually taken those places.
But you have a situation where in maybe in Smurfit and places like that and in the new business course in Trinity that they come to, you know, to mix with Irish people.
Of course they do.
But there's no Irish people in the,
exactly.
They meet them in the bars, but they won't meet them on their course necessarily.
Well, that's true. And I mean, if you look at, you know, we just passed coming in here, it's the Royal College of Surgeons. I mean, the number of Irish students in the Royal College of Surgeons has always been at a minimum, in a sense, because effectively it's a big international market that they are playing in.
Now, talk to me, Brian, about the enhanced marking. I mean, they're going to use the bell curve again. They'll mark it, they'll determine then how many should get through and so on and so forth, which is, with this new cohort who've never done a state exam before, this is an interesting year, I suspect.
Well, effectively, what is going to happen? This is, you know, you're good with maths. Effectively, what they have done is whatever happened in 20 and whatever happened in 21, which was then replicated in 22 and replicated in 23, will be replicated again in 24. So effectively, the Leaving Cert class of 2024 will have an identical pattern of results going right back to 2020, which was the first year of COVID. So effectively, if you got, say, 84% in your maths paper, that might be adjusted up to 88. So that even though if you look at your script in August and you see 84 on it and you got 88, that's the adjustment process. So everybody's marks will be adjusted to make sure that this year. The problem, of course, that I see in that is the minister has announced that from 2025, they are going to start reducing that over a 4-year
period. But that'll be after the election, you see.
That'll be after the election, exactly. So effectively, that means that for the next 4 years, the average might drop, say, by about 15 points per student. But that puts those students in competition with people from previous years. Because remember, 50,000 will apply this year from this year's Leaving Cert, but 15,000 will apply from previous years.
Yeah.
And if they've all got higher points...
Yeah, but eventually it has to wash itself out of the system. But there'll still be people who will be advantaged when they come to education later. Just one question, Brian, because I want you to come back in maybe closer to the exams,
if you can,
and talk people through their prep and how best to handle. Does Brian think there'll be any reduction in fees for graduate entry medicine? It's 18,000 per year, very difficult to finance, especially with such a shortage of doctors here. That's from Bernadette in Sandyford.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. That's been there since they brought in the graduate program. In fact, it's closer to 30,000, but in fact, there is a government subsidy. So effectively, the government is paying a small portion of that, but the student is still picking that up, which is 18,000, which is why it is easier to get into the GAMSAT program, which is the graduate medical program, than it is to get into
because
there's a cost barrier.
Brian, thank you very much for coming in. Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor and Irish Times Education Columnist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.